Blog Talk Radio.
Titus 2.
But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee.
Praise the Lord, brothers. Deacon Thomas Farr, and this is Issues Christian Men's Talk. This is our newest episode this month, and if you receive this text, the text link on your phone, or if you from the Facebook page at Issues Christian Men's Talk, or from my Twitter page at Issues Men's Talk, on Twitter, or if you receive any email, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to minister to you and to speak into your life, and thank you for taking time out to listen in. Amen. Again, I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. This week, we're going to be, on this episode, we're going to be talking about being a servant and what it means to be a servant in the body of Christ as part of our local church and in the kingdom of God, because God is God. Remember, God has given us all a purpose and a plan and a direction for our life. He has a plan for our life. He created us with a purpose, and we are to be able to define that, to find out what our purpose is and our gifts. So I'm going to be talking about that tonight. My guest, Deacon Gregory Sharp, he's going to be on and share his insight and wisdoms on it, and we're just going to hopefully something be said that will encourage you in your faith, amen, and in how we live out this walk, this Christian walk. I'm going to open with prayer, then we're going to get right into the conversation. Amen. Father God, first of all, I just want to say thank you, God. I thank you for this day, Lord God. I thank you for the rising of the sun, God. I thank you for the setting down of the same, Lord. I thank you for, God, new opportunities, new directions, new challenges, Lord God. I thank you, God, for the tests and trials, Lord God, that will grow me and grow my brothers in their faith, Lord God. Father, I ask today that you would give them wisdom and discernment, O God, in all things, Lord God. Father, we pray for the body of Christ right now, the challenges, O God, that to minister to the lost, to minister to one another, O God. I lift up the elders, deacons, and pastors, those who serve behind the scenes, O God, in ministry, that God, that your church would be glorified, that we, as a body of believers, will continue to be salt and light, O God, in this dark and evil time and in this culture, Lord God, that we can speak truth and love, that someone might come to know you as Lord and as Savior. So, Father, we thank you, God, for what you've done in our life, God. We ask that you bless our families, wives, children, grandchildren, God. Bless those brothers that are on the line that have listened in, O God, those who might also have called in, Lord God. We thank you for them also in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, brothers, I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. This is Issues Christian Men's Talk. You can always go to our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr and listen to the rebroadcast of this show. Share the link. You can listen to the archive of our past shows, of some of the other topics we talked about, as we encourage men in their Christian walks as being leaders in the home, in the church, in the community, as husbands, fathers, and sons, because we have more in common than we are different. Amen. Amen. So tonight we're going to, on this episode, we're going to be talking about, what it means to be a servant, serving Christ as part of the local church and the gifts that we are given. Amen. And how we ought to use those gifts. And we're called, and God, what God is calling each of us to be as men of God, as men of faith, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized brothers, and what we should be doing. And how we, and to encourage you in that walk. Amen. Amen. Deacon Gregory Shops, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to spend this, these few moments with me and sharing your wisdom and insight on my topic tonight. I do appreciate it. And and hopefully something will be said tonight would encourage the brethren. I want to start with something that I, one of the scriptures that I sent you. Let me read it real quick for the brothers, and then I want to get your thoughts on it. I want to go, brothers, Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, and we're looking at verse number, we're looking at verse number 27, I believe. Hold on, I get my other good glasses out.
27.
I had to switch up here. Amen. Amen, my good, you know, because we got, you know, these Bibles. They did, somehow they make these letters smaller. I don't know. They keep getting smaller every year. But anyway, Matthew chapter 20, at verse 27, the Word of God says, "And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave." Verse 28, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and gave his life as a ransom for many." And now, brothers, and I just want to encourage that in that midst of what God, what Jesus is telling us there in that scripture, that he came not to be served, but to serve. So he's our example. As our Lord and our Savior, he's our example. So this is what we have to be as men of God when it comes to our families, comes to the church, and then when it comes to in, and even in the community, who we are as Christian men and how we live and how we walk and how people perceive us. Amen. Deacon Gregory, tell me what you're thinking, sir, when we talk about being a servant of Christ and serving in the church. What do you say, sir?
Well, what I see here is that Jesus came not to be served, but to be a servant, and we are to be followers of Christ. So that means as leaders and as servants, we need to have a servant heart to serve others willing. And appreciation of others' leadership and realizing that there's no big gifts or little gifts in the body of Christ. All our gifts are to be for the upbuilding of the kingdom and to appreciate every gift and realizing that your gift is just as valuable as my gift, and we all bring our gifts together for the building up of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Because at the end of the day, it's all about him. Amen?
Yes, yes, sir. Amen. And, you know, and that's one of the things, bro. I know, you know, you know, we've been in church a while, and I think what brothers get stuck on is that, you know, they, well, a lot of folks don't know what their gift is, and they think that a lot of the things that go on in the church that we see as upfront things, that these are the gifts that you know, only certain people are called to do certain things. And I think it's right. Important as men of God, we have to understand. Well, first with our faith, like I always like to say, you know, God created us all for a purpose, no matter where we come from, no matter our background, you know, no matter how long, and really no matter how long we've been saved, because the thing that we definitely have to understand is that it's the Holy Ghost within us. It's the Spirit of God living in us. That God has given us these gifts. These are, you know, again, they're spiritual gifts. I mean, there's a whole list of them. But, you know, we have to understand that, you know, we all have a purpose and a plan. I want to get what you think, what your thoughts are, because when we talk about the body of Christ, we know that in the scripture, he speaks of the body being many parts. If the eye was an eye and a finger was a finger and a leg, you know, there's a purpose for us, and we have to stay with that mindset, that even in our local congregation, there's something that God, there's a reason that we're in our local congregation to serve a purpose that the ministry might move forward. So what do you say, how important is that for us to recognize that in our local ministries, We need men. We need men to step up. We need men to be used by God through under the leadership of the church and under the leadership of the pastor. What do you say, sir? How important is that that men realize that they are needed?
Amen. Yeah, because we all make up the body of Christ, so it's our ability should be faithfully used to serving others, not for our own enjoyment, not as we please, but to glorify God. So don't feel like your gift is small. It's a small gift. Your gift is just important as the next gift, because all of our gifts are very important to God. So use your gifts to glorify Him, to give Him glory. You have every person in the body of Christ have gifts, but we all don't have the same gifts. We may have the same gift, but use your gift however you see fit to glorify God and to grow the kingdom. Because we all need one another. Iron sharpen iron. I mean, where I am weak, that's where you may be strong. Where I am strong, you might be weak, but we need one another to build up the kingdom and to give God glory.
Amen, amen. And that's the thing we have to understand. You know, it's one thing I'm going to ask you this, you know, because some people, if there's a brothers out there listening right now, bro, they're going to ask, this is a question that I've heard before, and I know brothers might be thinking about right now. You know, because everybody at a different level of faith. But what do you say if I say, well, how would someone know what their gift is? How would they be able to seek that thing out and know what their gift is, and how would they go about that? What should they be doing in their lives to figure that thing out?
Well, through prayer and scriptures, constantly in prayer and scriptures, I found out my gift by other people coming to me and asking me to do this, to do certain things. They kept coming to me and asking me, can you do this? Can you do this, Brother Gregory? Can you do this? And I used to always say, why would they ask me? Come find out, that was one of my gifts. So a lot of times other people see your gift before you do. But I was constantly seeking God and asking God for my gift, and the Holy Spirit revealed my gift to me through other people. So if you born again, the Holy Spirit will reveal your gift sooner or later.
Amen, amen. You know what? You're right. I like what you said, because you know that's why what I always say, brothers, we have to be part of a local congregation and a local church. For all you brothers who a lot of excuses out there on why I don't go to church, why I'm not part of a church, I don't like organized religion, that's not what the Bible teaches. And that's where the one another is, where we come together, and that's how we can discover your gift. Because, again, like the brother said, his testimony is people used to come to him. They could, you know, God will show people around us who we are and where we can be used, because we may not even recognize that gift. You know, but again, we have to be there. We have to be involved. I think that's the biggest thing, men. Be involved with your local congregation. Be involved with the church to find out where you fit, where you're needed, what your position is. Because I think that's what we have to do as men of God at all levels. Even, you know, if we've been saved 30 years, 20 years, or 2 weeks, there's something that you're bringing to the ministry that God can use to grow the ministry. So that's what this whole conversation tonight is going to be about, too. We want to encourage the brothers. What are you doing in your serving? And to serve, you have to be in the midst of the people. You have to be at the church. You have to be involved with the church. You know, and God will reveal some things to you. And let me say this, bro. I want to get what you think about this, too, because a lot of folk get caught up with the Sunday. On Sunday mornings, on Sunday, and that's the gift. That's where they want to serve. But God is bigger than, there's a purpose for the Sunday worship service and the Sunday gathering. But what about the other days of the week? Because the gift that God gives us is a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week thing. It's not a 2-hour on Sunday thing. What do you say about that, sir?
Amen. Amen. I get what you're saying on Sundays, but on Tuesday nights,
mm-hmm.
we have Bible study. Very, very, very few people shows up on a Tuesday night for Bible study. But on a Sunday morning, everybody won't be heard and seen. Now, the church that I came from, we used to have fellowship in the basement at the fellowship hall. Now, the ladies was to go down and cook the meal. The leaders would come down and eat. And a lot of them would eat and get up and walk away. But what I would do, I would stay there and help clean the kitchen, wash dishes, take out the trash, whatever I had to do. See, some folks thinking that their gifts, that their job is beneath them. See, and that's a dangerous thing, because it's no job should be beneath us, because we are all called to be a servant. Whether we have to take out the trash, wash dishes, or whatever it is, but we all should work together for the good. You know, so don't get caught up in big gifts and little gifts.
Amen, because, sir. You know what? You know, I like that your example and your testimony, because you're right. You know, I've seen it myself and a lot. You know, people come and they think that, you know, again, this is what I was talking about when I pray about those who are working behind the scenes who are not seen by folk. Because they, you know, things, you know, the church building doesn't look like that when you get there. It's not angels doing it. It's those who are faithful in their labors, and their gift is to be. I'm going to go to another scripture here, because I just want to point out some scriptures where the Bible teaches these things, that we are to be obedient to the word of God. I want to go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter number 4. And there we talk about serving for God's glory. And it is. All our service and our ministry and what we're doing and the use of our gifts, it's for the glory of God. First, to the body of Christ, to encourage one another. And second, for the world to see who we are, to see that we serve and love and care for one another, and even in that service when we talk about reaching the community and reaching the lost. But let me go here to 1 Peter chapter 4, and I'm going to start at verse number 10. And it says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Verse 11, if anyone speaks, let him speak as oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom being the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. And like you were saying, bro, our lives, you know, from our service to the gifts and what we do for Christ, how we serve one another, that's the one I want to stay there. Because it's the one another's, and we are the body of Christ, and how we treat one another and serve one another. We humble ourselves to serve each other is how we can be in in fellowship and be in agreement and unity. And that's one of the things, as men of God, we have to set the example in that area, because we are the leaders. We are the leaders in the home. We're leaders in the church. We're leaders in the community. We're in the family. As husbands and fathers, we have to use the gifts that God has given us for the betterment of others. And I think that's one of the things you mentioned early in the conversation. What are we doing and how are we living that will benefit others? What do you say, sir?
See, if we live in our life every day as to please God, whatever we do, I mean, wherever we go, in the stores, in our homes, in the church, in the world. I mean, if we just live our life to glorify God and to serve others, we could draw a lot of people into the body of Christ, because they would be able to see Christ through us, because we are ambassadors for him, and we are to walk circumspectly before him that others may see the good works, but God gets the glory out of what we do. See, what we say should line up to our walk. We shouldn't say one thing and walk another way. They should line up, and that the others may see that, and God gets the glory. Amen?
Amen. Amen, sir. You know, and brothers, I pray that, you know, today something was said that would encourage you, for myself and Deacon Gregory, you know, because this is what we want to do. We want to be able to stir men up. You know, a lot of things have been going on the last 2 years, a lot of just whatever, but a lot of ministries, we're going back to in-person worship, because we at Jesus Lives, me and my brother attend. We're back in-person, a lot of churches are in-person, and men, your local congregation, your pastor needs you. He needs you in the building. He needs you to come together. And we need each other to encourage one another. We have to get back to what the quote-unquote normal, especially as a church. Because, again, we have to be good stewards of these gifts. You know, God didn't give us these gifts. He didn't give us what we have, not for us. And it was for the body and to uplift the body. So it's important that we don't waste our gifts, and we don't waste the time that God has given us here, that we live in lives that glorify him. And I just, in these few, hopefully in this few minutes we spent with you and sharing, that we stir up in you, that you would examine yourself and look at where you are in God and where you are when it comes to serving others. And the gifts, and I want to, I love what you said, brother, about you going to a church, you know, you go to church to eat, but then you don't realize it got to be cleaned up. Just got to get washed, trash got to get taken out. Even though we fed the people, I know Jesus fed 5,000, but you know somebody had to carry those other baskets. They had baskets of leftovers, and somebody had to carry them.
Amen.
Amen. So you know that's some of the things. And brothers, men, I want to say this as we get ready to close here. Deacon Gregory, I'm going to come to you for you can give your closing comments and you can pray us out. But I wanted to share this with the brethren. What I always say to the brothers is, if you don't know your gift or you don't know there's two things. Either look around and see what needs to be done and do it, or go to your pastor and say, Pastor, what do you need for me to do? And I always give the warning, don't do it if you're not ready to do exactly what he asked you to do. Because trust me, in ministry, you go to your pastor, there's some stuff he needs. He needs the men to step up to get done. So if you go and ask him, Pastor, what do you need? Be prepared to sacrifice yourself, to serve one another, and do it in joy and not do it begrudgingly. That's something else. We're not going to touch on it tonight, but in the future. Because if you don't do it in love, you might as well just say, no, I don't want to do it. I just want to leave it right there. Amen. This has been Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. I'd like to, brothers, I thank you for taking the opportunity to listen in on this episode. Also, to remind everyone, on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., we are live, and you can call in at 646-668-2636 every Saturday morning. We are in the month of April now, and this is the second quarter of the year, so every Saturday morning at 9 a.m., you can call in at 646-668-2636. Me and some of the brothers will be on the line talking about, we have an open line, we have a couple of the topics we'll be discussing. We're going to talk some more about this, about being a servant in the house, in the kingdom of God, in the church universal, in a local church, and letting God use us where he sees fit to use us. Remember, as men of God, we are salt and light in this culture. No matter where we are, Jesus is with us and in us and wants to use us, because you never know where we're going to reach someone for Christ, show the love of Christ to someone in someone's life, or just help someone out and being there for one another. So Deacon Gregory, again, brother, I appreciate you for taking this time and sharing your wisdom and insight with us. If you have any closing statements, and then you can close us out in prayer if you would, brother. And again, thank you very much for being on the show with me today.
And you're welcome. My last comment is this. Everyone have a gift. Find your gift. Use your gift that God may get the glory. And when you find your gift, do not compare your gift with somebody else's gift. Amen. And let us close out in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come tonight thanking you, Father God, for rightly dividing the word of truth. We thank you, Father God, for Deacon Farr, Father God, and we thank you for his ministry. We thank you for everything that he have done, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that was here tonight. We thank you for every person, Father God, that's tuning in right now, Father God. We pray, Father God, that you will just have your way. Let every man on the line, Father God, and let him know, Father God, that he's valuable in the body of Christ. Father God, let him know, Father God, that he's able to do anything that he put his mind to, Father God. He just pray, Father God, and God will give him his gift, will teach him his gift, and he will learn, Father God, his gift, Father God. Let him just have his way, Father God, in our lives, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, and we pray, Father God, that you will continue to have your way in each and every one of our lives, Father God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God. Pray right now that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart will be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you're my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen and amen.
Amen, brother. God bless you and thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
They say,
holy,
hallelujah,
holy.
We, your sons and daughters, we praise you now, and we cry,
holy.